Letitia Wong's first foray into politics was also her last. She was elected as a district councillor in Hong Kong in 2019, but resigned earlier this year.
There are already no room and no space inside within the institution that we could strive for. When the government controlling the right set, who can be elected or who is not, this is already a very injustice thing that we should not support.
A majority of the councillors stepped down after the government introduced mandatory oaths of allegiance to the city, while some have been disqualified for violating a new political vetting system. The pro-democracy camp took control of all but one of the city's 18 district councils 2 years ago, in what's seen as the only fully democratic polls in the Chinese territory. As of October, about only 60 remain in office out of the 388 seats they once held. In June 2020, mainland China passed a new national security law for Hong Kong that punishes, among others, what it considers subversion and collusion with foreign forces. That effectively ended months of often violent pro-democracy protests that had rocked Hong Kong for much of 2019.
National security law is to protect the people. And also, the society will be more stable now. It is very important. If the society is not stable, it will affect the whole society.
Since the law came into force, nearly 50 civil organizations, including one that organizes an annual vigil to commemorate the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown, have been disbanded. The topic is taboo in mainland China, and authorities in Hong Kong have banned the last 2 years' events, citing pandemic restrictions. At least 84 people have been prosecuted under the national security law, including former legislators, professors, and ordinary Hong Kong citizens. Human rights advocates say Hong Kong's changing political scene is having an impact on society in general.
The biggest concern is the assault on critical thinking, truth, basically civil society, civil society's been obliterated. There's massive self-censorship. It's now become a surveillance society.
Many have chosen to leave Hong Kong. Nearly 90,000 people left the city in the year since the national security law was imposed. That number is likely to grow. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera.